morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
I see the fifth graders have left.
五年级以下的都离开了。
It is a privilege and a blessing to be here.
能够来到这里是神给我们的祝福，也是福气。
Times are changing.
时间在改变。
The people are changing.
人在改变。
The world is changing.
世界在改变。
We know that the Lord is doing a lot of shaking these days.
主在现在的日子，他有许多的震动。
And every time we hear of wars and rumors of wars.
每次当我们听到战争和战争风声的时候。
Every time we hear about the earthquakes and the pestilence,
每次当我们听到有地震灾难的时候，
we know that the Lord Jesus is right at the door.
我们就知道主站在门口了。
When he comes back, may he find many children and many churches ready for his return.
在他回来的时候，他会看到他许多的儿女、许多的教会预备好了吗？
I see some children being born and growing.
我看到许多孩子这里出生长大。
It doesn't seem like too long ago. Harry's had a first baby, and now he's you have two, right?
那么我还看到过小孩子啊，从出生到现在已经有两个了。
And your boys are.You're going to be the shortest one very soon.
那青青那边也是一样，孩子都长得很快。
Both of them probably want to be taller than their dad.
很快两个孩子都会比Steven 还要高。
Today I would like to share from the book of Ephesians.
今天我想分享以弗所书。
From chapter 4, verses 11 to 16.
以弗所书的第十一章到第十六章，第十一节到第十六节。
Before we read the text and before we go into the sharing, let's have a short prayer.
在我们读经文和分享之前，我们先有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Every one of us here are sinners saved by grace.
我们这里的每一个人都是蒙了救恩的罪人。
And what amazing grace that you have given to us.
你给我们的救恩是何等的奇妙。
That we should be saved.
我们谢谢你这样的救恩。
That we can call you Abba Father.
我们可以称你为父。
That we can receive Christ into our hearts.
我们可以将基督接在我们的心里。
That you would change us and transform us into the likeness of Jesus.
愿你改变我们，把我们变成耶稣基督的形象。
Father, we ask and we pray for your mercy and grace now.
我们向你求，现在就赐给我们恩典和祝福。
Because we know that we are woefully inadequate to read and to receive and to share your word.
我们知道靠我们自己，我们没有办法来读、来分享、来接受你自己的话。
So we pray for your mercy and grace.
所以我们求你的怜悯和恩典。
We pray for your blessing that you would reveal Jesus to us.
愿在你的恩典中将基督向我们显明。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So Ephesians is a challenging book to read and to understand.
以弗所书对我们来讲，是我们对我们来读、对我们来理解都是一个挑战。
Because Paul, at the end of his life, while he was in prison in Rome,
保罗在他生命的末期，在罗马的监狱里面，
he knew a lot more about God and the Christ.
他对基督的认识，有了更多的认识。
He had a much deeper understanding of the Christ and His Church.
他对基督和教会有了更深的理解。
So in this letter of Ephesians that he wrote to the Ephesian Church from as a prisoner in Rome,
他作为在罗马监狱里面的囚徒，当他写给以弗所教会这封信的时候，
He speaks of ideas and revelations that we really don't find in some of the other letters.
他在这封信里面就写到，在其他书信中他没有得到的启示和看见。
So in the first three chapters of Paul's letter,
所以在保罗的前三章里面，这封书信的前三章里面，
He spoke at length about what God did.
他讲到了神的作为。
He spoke at length about what God did for the church, for the saints.
讲到神为教会、为圣徒所做的。
All that God did through and in Christ Jesus for the church.
就是神借着基督对教会所做的。
He declared that God blessed all believers in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
他讲到神借着基督将天上各样的属灵的福气来祝福圣徒。
And for us believers in Christ, the Father predestined us for adoption as sons.
他也说神借着基督让我们所有得救的都能够成为神的儿女。
In Christ, we have obtained an inheritance in God's kingdom.
在基督里，我们得到神为我们预备的天上的基业。
In Christ, we have been saved by grace through faith.
我们在耶稣基督里面因信称义。
As I look around the room, I'm certain that there's no Jews here. We're all Gentiles.
我相信当我们看到我们这个聚集的时候，我们每一个人都曾经是外邦人，没有犹太人。
As Gentiles, we had no hope and no God in the world.
作为外邦人，我们在这个世界上没有指望。
But now in Christ, we have been brought near God by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
今天却因耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够来亲近神。
And that's what we celebrated this morning.
所以今天早上我们一起擘饼纪念他。
The body broken and the blood shed, so that we can come near God.
耶稣基督身体为我们擘开，为我们流血，所以我们可以来亲近父神。
And Paul revealed in the letter that everything that God has done and God is doing is concerning His Son.
这封书信告诉我们说，神已经做的和正在做的都是借着他的儿子。
God put all things under Jesus' feet.
神将一切都放在耶稣基督里。
And gave to Jesus as head over all things.
把一切都赐给了基督。
And to the church, which is his body.
和教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
The fullness of Christ who fills all in all.
使基督的丰富可以充满在教会之中。
So we as members of the church, as the body of Christ,
所以我们是耶稣基督身体上的肢体。
We have been swept up in this work that God is doing.
我们在这个世界看到神所做的。
We who have been saved have been set apart.
我们被神拯救，被区别，被分别出来。
Set apart from the world and the ways of this world.
从这个世界和这个世界的道路上分别出来。
And as this new creation, as the body of Christ,
成为新造，作为基督的身体。
We can have fellowship with God.
我们可以与神相交。
And we can even be one with God.
我们可以神合而为一。
No matter how hard we tried before.
过去无论我们如何的努力，
No matter how hard any man tries now,
无论今天我们的人如何的努力，
To have fellowship with God and to be one with God is impossible.
与神能够相交，与神能够合一，那是不可能的。
But God, thank God, God has made it possible for everyone and anyone who is willing to believe in Jesus to have fellowship with GodAnd to be united with God.
感谢神，任何愿意与认识神，能够与神相交，与神合一，今天借着耶稣基督都成为可能。
Those are some of the things that Paul talked about.
这是 保罗在前三章所说的。
And also in the first three chapters, he prayed for the saints.
同样在前三章中，他也为圣徒祈求。
He prayed earnestly that the brothers and sisters, the church, would receive the Holy Spirit.
他也真诚地为教会、为弟兄姐妹祷告，能够接受圣灵。
To receive from the Holy Spirit wisdom and revelation to know the person of Jesus Christ.
可以从圣灵得到启示来认识耶稣基督。
Paul also prayed that the members of the church.
他也为教会的肢体祷告。
Would know God and know God's will for them.
也能够丰满地知道认识神。
In order that the church, the members of the church, would be able to live out a new life in Christ.
因此呢，教会的啊身体可以活出耶稣基督的生命。
Everything that Paul said we know applies to us as well.
保罗所说的一切也能够用在我们身上。
It has applied to all the churches through the ages.
人历世历代的啊教会的身上。
And until Jesus comes back,
直到基督再来。
These truths remain.
这些真理啊都将都啊这些真理都不会过去。
Now let's read.Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 to 16.
我们一起来读以弗所书四章十一节到第十六节。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we would no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head.Into Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So in the first three chapters, Paul gave the readers all the reasons why the believers should live for God.
在前三章中，保罗讲出了为什么所有的信徒要活出基督生命的原因。
And beginning in chapter 4, 5, and 6, the second half of the letter of Ephesians.
在以弗所书从第四章开始，从第四章开始的后半部里
，Paul began to give the readers instructions on how the believers should live a life in Christ.
保罗就告诉我们说，信主的人当如何将基督活出来。
A life that is different than all the world.
是和世界不一样的生活。
Paul urged.The Ephesians and us to walk in a manner worthy of God's calling.
保罗劝告以弗所的圣徒和我们和今天的我们行事为人应当与蒙召的恩相称。
And this is the beginning of his instructions on how to walk.
这是呢他教导我们如何生活的开始。
Earlier in chapter 4, he encouraged the brothers and sisters to walk humbly, gently, and patiently with one another.
在前面，在第四章的前面，他告诉我们说， 凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
He encouraged them to love one another.
鼓励弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
Because when we love one another, it proves to the world.
只有彼此相爱，才能够向这个世界证明出来。
That we are the Lord's disciples.
我们是主的门徒。
You know when the Lord delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
当主将以色列人从埃及带出来的时候。
And he gave them the law.
把律法赐给他们。
He gave them instructions.
给他们指示。
He gave them the how to live.
告诉他们如何去活。
Those instructions were given, and God said to the Israelites, so that you would be peculiar.
所以他把神把这些话给以色列人，让他们可以承受。
So that you will be so different than the people of the world that people observe you and say, these people are so strange.
所以他们可以和世上其他的民族不同，世上的人可以说这是一群不同的人。
So the fact is that when we live, the people around us who are non-Christians should look at us and say, these people are so weird.
所以同样，当我们这样去生活的时候，我们周围的人看我们会说这些人很奇怪。
The reaction would either be making fun of us,
他们的反应或者是取笑我们
or be hostile to us,
或者仇视我们。
Instead of just blending in, instead of just blending in,
啊，他们也许啊，除了他们啊看不见这一切。
Instead of being just like everybody else,
我们和其他的人不一样。
God wants us to be different.
神要我们与其他的人不同。
In order for us to walk in this manner,
为了能够使我们这样的去生活，
God gave the church the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
神赐给教会使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
God did that in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
为要成全圣徒，可以成就圣灵的工作。
To build up the body of Christ,
能够建立基督的身体。
So that we would not be like children tossed to and fro.
所以我们就不再像小孩子。
So that the church would grow and build itself up in love.
所以教会可以成长，可以被建造。
So God not only saved us, but God gave various gifts and people to the church.
神不但救我们，神也赐下各样的恩赐来成全圣徒。
Apostle.
有使徒。
Apostle means somebody that is sent out by somebody else.
使徒的意思就是被差遣的。
To speak and to represent the boss to other people in a certain way.
能够代表其他的人来说话，来做事。
There were apostles with a capital A.
那么讲到使徒的时候，有一些使徒是用大写的字母开始的。
These apostles with the capital A were the ones who Jesus himself personally and physically picked out.
这些用大写的使徒是主耶稣基督自己所拣选、所差派的。
To be sent out.
是主耶稣基督派出去的。
To share the gospel.
来传福音。
You know, the 12 minus 1, the 11 plus, Paul said, Jesus appeared to me physically, personally, and called me and sent me out.
这12个减一的使徒们，再加上保罗，是主耶稣基督自己肉身向他们显现，差遣他们出去做见证。
And since then, there have been many apostles with a lowercase a.
从那个时候开始，还有许多的使徒，他们第一个字母呢是小写的。
These apostles can be missionaries and evangelists and preachers.
那这些使徒呢，他们可以是宣教士，可以是传福音的。
We may have a big idea or have certain expectations, ideas of our own who apostles should be.
我们自己可能对谁是使徒，我们可能自己有一些看法。
But brothers and sisters, have you never experienced a time where the Holy Spirit is urging you and calling you and tugging on your heart to go to somebody?
那你自己有没有经历过圣徒啊？圣灵在你的心里面催逼你，叫你去向别人去传福音呢？
To go.
你就去了。
And talk about me with that person.
圣灵催逼你向那个人来传福音，来讲主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, we know that all of us are apostles with a small a.
弟兄姐妹，是否知道我们每一个人都是使徒，就是第一个字母小写的那个使徒。
Prophets.
有先知。
A lot of this is review. Prophet, we know, is not a fortune teller or somebody who foresees the future according to the Bible's teaching.
那么很多人以为所谓先知就是能够预测未来的。
In the Old Testament, we know that God tells some of the prophets to tell his people what's going to happen in the future.
在旧约里面，神告诉他的先知啊，一些关于未来要发生的事。
But none of the prophets thought of this up by themselves.
没有一个先知是他们自己这样来说预言。
Prophets were told by God the words to speak to people.
先知乃是神把话赐给他，让他们啊告诉百姓。
A prophet is a mouthpiece for God.
那么先知就是神的嘴巴。
And this is extremely important for us to remember.
对我们来讲，我们记住这些是非常重要的。
We need to be very careful if somebody comes up to us and says, God told me to tell you this.
如果有人对我们说，神对我说了这个，说了那个，我们要小心。
God spoke to me last night and told me to tell you what's going to happen to you.
神昨天晚上告诉我，让我对你说要发生什么样的事。
As was mentioned before, God does tell prophets, especially in the Old Testament, to tell other people what to do and what to say.
像我刚才讲的，在神的确，特别是在旧约的时候，的确告诉人，让他们啊替神来说话，要发生什么事。
For example, God told Nathan to go to David and talk to him.
比方说，神就借着啊拿单告诉大对大卫说话。
About murder and adultery.
讲到他的谋杀和奸淫。
But usually in the Old Testament, God tells a prophet to speak to the people.
在旧约里面，神让先知对百姓说话。
Prophet and God's word cannot be separated.
先知和神的话是不能分开的。
Today, God speaks to His church and His people primarily through the Bible.
今天神对教会和他的百姓主要是通过圣经来说话。
That is not to say that God never speaks to people in an audible voice.
这不是说神今天不再向人用听得见的声音说话。
But I don't know about you, but I personally have never heard an audible voice from the Lord.
我不知道大家如何，但是我自己从来没有听到啊，没有听到能够神用可以听见的声音对我说话。
So today the prophets rely heavily on the Bible to know what God is saying to the churches.
今天呢，神主要是通过圣经向教会来说话。
And we know that it's not just for the preachers to know and share God's word.
所以不单单是讲道的人要知道并且要分享神的话。
It's not just for the Sunday school teachers and the Bible study leaders.
也不单单是主日学的老师和带圣经的。
Every one of God's children are called to know the word and to share the word.
神呼召神的每一个百姓来认识神的话，分享神的话。
So in order to do that, we have to know the Bible.
所以我们都要知道圣经。
It is terrible to see when individuals or even the whole church don't read the Bible and don't know the Bible.
如果一个教会弟兄姐妹不知道圣经, 那是非常非常可怕。
There are churches and individuals that rely wholly on what other people tell them.
有的教会所有的弟兄姐妹都完全依赖别人来向他们讲说神的话。
It is important to study the Bible and know the Bible for ourselves.
我们需要自己来认识神的话，自己来读圣经。
Evangelist is someone who preaches or shares the gospel with people.
传福音的就是向其他人来分享福音的。
Not many Billy Grahams in the world.
这个世界没有很多 Billy Graham, 格里汉。
But again, have you ever shared the gospel with at least one person in your life?
你的一生中是否有曾经至少向一个人传过福音呢？
Maybe you don't know the scripture well enough yet.
也许你现在对圣经还没有熟悉到一个地步。
Maybe you don't know Jesus personally well enough yet.
也许你对耶稣个人的认识还没有到一个地步。
To introduce Jesus to somebody else who doesn't know Jesus.
向一个还不认识耶稣的人来介绍耶稣。
But if you are a child of God,
但是如果你是神的一个儿女,
it is God's desire and His will for you to evangelize others.
神的希望和盼望是你能够向人来传福音。
I don't know how many of you were saved in a big gospel meeting.
我不知道我们当中多少人是在那种庞大的福音聚会当中信主的。
I think for most people, I cannot say for most, but many people are saved because one brother or one sister shared the gospel with you, with a person.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹得救是因为弟兄姐妹向你传福音。
Yes, of course, Billy Graham can preach the gospel to 30,000 people and 10,000 people can get saved.
当然呢, Billy Graham 可以向3万人传福音, 其中有1万人信主。
But most of the many believers were saved because one brother or one sister shared the gospel with them.
那很多人得救呢，是因为有一个弟兄或者一个姐妹来向他传福音。
This is how God has been adding to the church for centuries.
神对教会的心意一直都是这样。
That's how I was saved.
这是我就如何得救的。
One brother here, one sister there, me and my wife.
是一个弟兄，一个姐妹，像我跟我的太太这样。
Person to person, life to life.
人向着人，生命向着生命。
When my wife and I, when we didn't know God,
当我和我的太太还不认识神的时候，
God brought some brothers and sisters into our lives.
神将一些弟兄姐妹带到我们生活中。
Began to introduce this living Christ to us.
将这位活的基督介绍给我们。
Began to share the good news with us.
向我们传扬好消息。
And eventually, by the grace of God, we were saved.
最终因着神的恩典，我们得救了。
Person to person, life to life.
是人向着人，生命向着生命。
And when I was saved, I was in my 30s.
我得救的时候30几岁。
But when I was born again, I was a baby.
我重生的时候，我还是一个婴孩。
A baby who needed to be looked after.
那么作为一个婴孩，我需要。
A baby who needed help to.
需要被帮助。
A baby who needed help to. Eat and to drink the word of God.
需要人来帮助他来吃喝神的话。
And there were shepherds and teachers in my life and in my wife's life, so that we can be nurtured and to grow.
所以呢，有牧者、有教师在我们身旁来帮助我们，我们可以得到供应。
So God gives shepherds and teachers to the local churches, so that the local churches can be looked after.
所以呢，神将牧者和教师给各地的教会。
To help to feed the sheep and to protect the sheep.
来牧养保护神的群羊。
God gave shepherds and teachers so that those that are maybe straying, that the shepherd can go to bring them back into God's fold.
所以呢，那些有走偏的这些牧者和教师，就可以把他们带回到神的羊圈。
When my children were young,
当我孩子们小的时候
，somebody introduced me to a wonderful book.
啊，有人向我介绍了一本非常好的书。
The book is called Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp.
啊，那本书的名字叫做《牧养孩子的心灵》。
The main point of this book that I remember, there were many points, but the point that I remember from this book.
这本书里面有很多点，那么我其中我记得的点呢
？Is that parents are given children?
是作为父母啊，作为父母所赐给孩子的。
As Christian parents.What we are to do is to take that child's heart, a child's hand.
那么作为基督徒的父母，我们是牵着孩子的手。
Take that child's heart.
也牵着孩子的心。
And not to possess that heart, not to possess that child, so that the child will do what I want.
不是拥有抓住孩子的心，让孩子随我们的心愿。
And to keep for myself.
为我们自己来抓住这些孩子。
But the author encourages the teaching is to take that child's heart and bring that child to somebody else.
那作者告诉我们的说，是乃是抓着这个孩子心带到人的面前。
To shepherd that child's heart to the true shepherd.
是像牧人带着这个孩子来到真正的牧人面前。
To bring that child to the good shepherd.
把孩子带到好牧人面前。
That, according to the book, is one of the greatest responsibilities that God puts on Christian parents as with regards to their children.
这本书就告诉我们说，这是作为基督徒的父母对孩子的最大的责任。
So God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to the church to equip the saints.
所以神将使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师赐给教会，是为着成全圣徒。
You know, these days when I drive around, there's a lot of houses that are under construction.
现在今天当我开车在各地的时候，看到有正在建造很多很多的房子。
Some are just remodeled.
有一些就是重建。
Some are just knocked down and whole new building, whole new houses built.
有些呢就是把旧房子推倒，然后盖的是全新的房子。
If that construction is on the way to my office and back.
如果在我上下班经过的路上，房子在那里的话，
I will see people using all kinds of equipment and tools to build it.
我会看到工地上的人用各种的工具来建造房屋。
Without the proper equipment,
如果没有这些设备的话，
it's extremely hard, if not impossible, to build the kind of houses that are going up.
如果即使不可能要建造这样的房子，也是非常困难的。
I don't build houses.
为了要建造房子。
But in my work, I use a lot of different instruments.
啊，跟建造房子不一样。那在我的工作上，我用的设备是不一样的。
Sometimes I buy cheaper instruments.
有时候我买的仪器比较便宜。
To save money.
为了要省钱。
I usually wind up wasting more money because that thing just doesn't work.
本来要省钱，结果会发现，结果花了更多的钱，因为那些廉价的啊仪器不好用。
Or at least it doesn't work well.
或者呢，啊，用起来不顺手。
So God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to help train up God's people.
神赐下使徒、先知、传福音的牧者和教师是能够来训练圣徒。
So that in that church, from amongst the saints, more apostles, more prophets, more evangelists, more shepherds, and more teachers would be raised up.
所以呢，在这些圣徒中，可以有更多的使徒、先知、传福音的牧者和教师可以成长起来。
Person to person, life to life.
人对人，生命对生命。
To build up the body of Christ.
建造耶稣的身体。
And it's just like that in our families.
就像在我们家里一样。
Parents have the tools and the skills.
家长有工具和技能。
If we send our kids out to earn a living to support the family,
如果我们让孩子出去赚钱来养家,
we would have to drastically rebudget.
我们就需要重新啊规划财务，做重新财务规划。
We would not be able to live the same lifestyle we did when we're making money, when we're earning income.To support the family.
和我们自己去赚钱来啊，来养家糊口，我们的生活方式会完全的改变。
So those brothers and sisters who are more mature, God raised up, God trained up, so that they can train up more.
神帮助一些弟兄姐妹使他们长大成熟，是为了有更多的弟兄姐妹接着他们可以长大成熟。
So when, by God's grace, we are born again,
所以当我们因着神的恩典重生之后,
and when we are babies in Christ,
当我们在基督里还是婴孩的时候,
babies are cute, I have to admit.
我们必须承认婴孩是很可爱的。
And those of you who have children, especially babies,
那我们当中有孩子，特别是有婴孩的。
And if you have grandchildren,
如果你有孙子孙女的话
，young grandchildren,
小的孙子孙女的话
，they are so cute.
他们太可爱了。
They are adorable.
他们太可爱了。
I do have a granddaughter.
我有一个孙女。
She's two now.
他现在两岁。
When I look at her,
当我看她的时候
，I can just look at her and I'm happy.
我就看着她，我就高兴。
Everything that she says and does is just so cute.
她说的做的都太可爱了。
But she's only two and a half.
她才两岁半。
And when she talks, you know, how she talks, the voice is like a baby. It's so cute.
就是她讲话，就是像小孩一样讲话，就那么可爱。
But at 20, if she talks like that,
但是如果她二十岁了还那样说话的话
，at 20, if she has that mentality,
如果她二十岁的时候还是那样的心智
，I don't think.It would look cute to me.
我觉得他对我就不可爱了。
At 2, it's adorable.
两岁的时候是可爱的。
That same kind of behavior and way of life at 20, I would worry.
如果到二十岁，他还是这样的心态，还是那个样子的话，我要替他发愁。
We know that God doesn't want, God wants many, many babies, but God wants all those babies to grow.
神需要，神想要许多许多的婴孩，但是神也要这些婴孩都能够长大。
I've heard this from a preacher before. Can you imagine in heaven millions and millions of babies?
我过去从一个传道人就听到他这样说：你们能够想象将来在天上神有许许许许多多的小 baby 吗？
All babies crying for milk and crying for attention.
许许多多的婴孩他们在哭闹要喝奶，要啊得到父母的照顾。
I don't think God the Father will be happy with that.
我想我们的父神不喜悦这样的情形。
So God wants all His children to grow.
神希望他所有的儿女都能够长大。
Into young men.
成为少年人。
Into fathers.
也成为父老。
Into young women.
成为少年女子
into mothers.
也成为母亲。
So God doesn't want us to be children in certain ways. God doesn't want us to be childish.
神不希望我们的行为像婴孩。
He wants us to be childlike in certain ways as far as comes to faith.
讲到信心的时候，神希望我们像孩子一样单纯。
Innocent, like a child when it comes to sin.
让我们像孩子一样对罪无知。
But he doesn't want us to be naive for all our lives.
但他不希望在我们生活中我们是幼稚的。
Because children are easy to be swayed.
因为小孩子容易被摇动。
You give a child a candy, I mean just a quarter candy, and they will come to you.
你给小孩一点点糖，他就会跟着你。
You give them certain words, and it's so easy to convince them.
你向他说几句话，他们就被你说服。
This is a fine line.But if you have shared the gospel with children,
你有没有向孩子传过福音？
And if you have shared the gospel with an older person,
如果你向一个年纪大的人传福音，
In your experience, who is easier to share Christ with? Is it easier to share the gospel with a child?Or with a grown up.
是向一个孩子传福音容易呢，还是向一个大人传福音容易？
In the same way.
同样的。
When an evil one comes.
当那恶者来的时候。
Somebody who wants your son and your daughter.
就是那个向你的儿子或者女儿。
With evil.Motives and intentions.
当他们带着恶念来到的时候
，Of course you want to protect your children from being swayed by evil people.
你当然希望能够保护你的儿女不受这些恶者的欺骗。
How Paul put it is like wind blows.
保罗就用风摇动来形容。
Wave comes and then it's the other way.
那么风来了就被吹走了。
What God wants for all His children is to be strong in the faith.
神希望他的儿女在信心中都能够坚立。
And this faith is not something that we can get.
这个信心不是出于我们自己
by ourselves,
靠我们自己能够持守
and conjure it up,
能够让我们站立得住
this faith comes from God and comes from God alone.
这个信心来自神，而且只来自神。
And God doesn't want His children to be wishy-washy in our faith.
神不希望他的儿女在信心当中能够被轻易的摇动，摆来摆去。
Not a faith like a child, where it's while it is innocent but not firm.
不像孩子的信心，虽然他们是无邪的，但是却不够坚固。
God doesn't want His children to be lured with something cheap, like a piece of candy.
神也不希望他的儿女被一些廉价的东西所带走。
If your faith and my faith is not anchored and rooted in the person of Jesus Christ,
如果你我的信心没有扎根在耶稣基督身上,
we cannot stand firm in our faith.
我们就不能够坚固。
During the Harvey Cedars conference in October, the brothers and sisters were sharing about anchored to Christ.
在10月份 Harvey Cedars 的特会里面，弟兄姐妹分享我们信心的锚。
One of the brothers talked about a boat.
有个弟兄讲到船。
A boat that's in the ocean.
在海洋当中的船。
Of course, if it's a smaller boat, it's more obvious.
那特别是讲到一只小船。
But even big ships.
即使是大船。
Without an anchor.
如果没有锚的话。
It will drift.
就会随流失去。
The wind blows, it will drift.
风吹来了，船就会漂流。
The wave comes, it will drift.
风浪来了，船就会飘走。
Without an anchor.
没有锚的话。
After some time.
过了一段时间。
That boat, that ship will be far away from where they first started from.
那个船就会飘离得很远。
So what kinds of people and what things would shake our faith?
什么样的人，什么样的事可以动摇我们的信心呢？
Paul talked about winds of doctrine, human cunning, craftiness, and deceitful schemes.
保罗讲到人的诡计、欺骗和各样的教训。
The winds of doctrine are empty teachings.
那里讲到各样的教训就是那些空洞的教训。
Something that sounds impressive, but there's no substance.
就是听上去很高大，但是却没有内容。
There are some people who can speak very well.
有些人很会讲话。
Use very fancy language.
用非常漂亮的语言。
Use vocabulary that we're not familiar with.
用我们不熟悉的词汇。
And we listen to that person and say, wow, sounds like he knows a lot.
让我们听上去觉得这个人非常的博学多识。
But if we break it down, if we break it down,
但是如果我们把他的话抛开的话,
and ask good questions,
问我们自己一些好的问题的话,
sometimes we find that everything they said is just talk about nothing.
我们会发现他所说的都是空虚的。
Human cunning. Human cunning.
人的诡诈。
This word picture is an interesting one.
这个词是很有意思。
This is a picture of somebody who is a gambler.
这是讲到一个赌博的人。
And this person cheats in gambling.
在赌场，作弊的人。
So he tries to lure people into gambling with him.
他吸引人跟他一起去赌博。
So that he can cheat the person out of his money.
他骗人来跟他一起赌博，所以呢，他可以骗他们的钱。
And when somebody is so good at it,
但是如果有人能够识破他的诡计,
the person who gambled with him,
那跟他赌博的人,
lost the money,
把钱输掉了。
And walk away had no idea that he was cheated.
啊，被欺骗了，还不知道被骗了。
The idea is a sleight of hand. I don't know if.
那他欺骗的法术呢，就是，用手来作弊。
Did that come through, sleight of hand?
Don't know.
Okay, people who do magic.
就像做魔术的。
People who do magic, it looks like they pull up something out of nowhere.
就好像无中生有可以把东西拿出来。
It looks like it came out of nowhere.
看上去好像什么都没有。
But what they actually did is tricked our eyes and our minds into thinking that it came out of nowhere.
实际上它是骗我们，让我们以为什么东西都没有，让我们看不见。
That's a picture of cunning, human cunning.
这就是讲到人的诡计。
People will lure believers with weak childish faith to lure them away.
就是讲到呢，让那些做小孩子的可以被他们欺骗，中了他们的法术。
Craftiness and deceitful schemes.
诡计和欺骗的法术。
This is a person who will do anything to get what he wants.
这就是呢，那些啊。不，就是那些啊、不择手段要来欺骗的。
This is a person who will lie, who will cheat, who will kill to get what he wants.
就是为了达到目的，要欺骗，要撒谎，甚至凶杀。
I have something precious and valuable.
我这里有非常。宝贵的东西。
I have candy that tastes so good.
我觉得我的糖非常非常的好吃。
I want to share it with you.
我要跟你一块吃。
I want you to have it.
我希望你也有。
And once we take it,
我们一旦中了诡计。
Once we're lured in,
一旦我们受了欺骗。
That person cares nothing about us.
那个人根本不管我们
All what he wants.
只是他要的
And that believer who is childish in his faith will fall.
那个像小孩子一样的信徒就会跌倒
will be harmed.
会受伤害
What are these things?
这些事
The wind of doctrine.
异教之风
Human cunning.
人的法术
Craftiness and deceitful schemes.
诡计和欺骗的法术
Simply put, these are all the things that contradict the Bible.
所有这些都是跟圣经相矛盾的
These are the people that teach and lure.With the things that contradict the Bible.
这些人他们所说的所教导的都是违背圣经的。
Satan, the world, and the flesh are all behind these things.
在这些事情的后面就是撒旦，就是世界，就是肉体。
I think most of us are aware and familiar with.Some of the teachings that are being taught in this world.
我想我们当中的一些人都能够清楚地知道一些这些世界上的教导。
The world is targeting younger and younger and younger hearts and minds.
这个世界现在对啊对越来啊这个世界对人对年轻人的。啊、的伤害的年纪越来越来越年轻对孩子们
Of course they don't discriminate whether the children are Christian children or non-Christian children
对 基督徒的孩子或者非基督徒的孩子是一样的，没有什么区别。
But all children are targeted.
所有的孩子。
And even older Christians.
即使是年纪大一些的基督徒。
Those with a childish-like faith.
如果他们的信心像孩子一样。
Who do not know, who are not familiar with the truth of the Bible.
对于啊，他们不熟悉圣经里面的真理。
Are easily swayed.
很容易就被摇动。
I know a brother who has two young children.
我认识一个有两个小孩子的弟兄。
Two girls, one girl I think is 4 or 5.
他有两个女儿，一个是四五岁。
The younger girl is 1.
啊，小的是一岁。
His older daughter was in the pre-K.
啊，他那个大女儿在学前班。
It was a private pre-K.
是私立的学前班。
Actually, I don't know if there's public pre-K, but what happened was he discovered that the teacher was introducing a book to the class.
啊，这位弟兄发现呢，学校的老师向这些孩子啊介绍一本书。
It was a picture book.
What book?
Picture.
啊，是一本啊图画书。
And in that book, the story is about a family.
这书里面的故事是讲到家庭。
Two fathers with children.
两个父亲和孩子。
When he discovered, when he found out that the teacher was introducing a book like this to the class,
当这位弟兄发现老师向孩子们讲这样书的时候，
he was appalled.
他吓坏了。
As for the teacher, I don't know if that teacher had an agenda.
我不知道这个孩子这个老师他有没有什么样的目的。
Or the teacher was just bringing a book to the class.
或者这个老师就是随便把一本书带来了。
But this brother did not want his child to grow up thinking that this picture is normal and acceptable in the eyes of God.
但是这位弟兄不希望他的孩子有这样的啊，在这种印象当中长大，就是觉得这样的家庭是神所要的。
A four-year-old, a five-year-old, when a book like that is read to them,
当一个四五岁的孩子接受这样的教育的时候，
they're not processing and thinking about anything.
他们没有办法来思想。
That's a normal thing.
这是正常的。
They hear it, they see it, it's a normal thing.
他们以为他们所听见的、所看到的都是正常的。
That child would grow up thinking that a picture like that is normal.
这孩子长大的过程中就以为这样一幅图画是正常的。
Without really thinking.
没有思辨的能力。
Do we want our children like that?
我们希望自己的孩子是这样吗？
Do I want to be like that? Do I want to be like that?
我是否需要也希望这样呢？
Do I want to remain like a child with a childish-like faith so that I hear something good and I'm attracted to it?
当我这样成长的时候，我是不是像孩子一样的心智？当我们听到一些好的东西，以为是好的，我们就接受了。
You know, throughout church history.
在教会历史中。
Many churches and many believers have been led astray.
那很多的教会，很多的教会里面的弟兄姐妹都被带偏。
Away from Christ and the truth of the Bible.
离开了基督，离开了教会，圣经的真理。
Because something sounds so right.
有些东西听上去非常的正确。
Something sounds so good.
听上去非常的好。
Oh, yeah.
是。
You know, in the early church, when the Gentiles got saved,
在 初期教会当外邦人得救的时候,
those brothers from the Jerusalem church came.
从耶路撒冷教会来了一些弟兄,
and began to teach the Gentile believers.
他们教导外邦的信徒,
that in order to be take the next step in your Christian faith,
你要信心更进一步的话,
you have to be circumcised.
你要受割礼,
you have to obey the law of Moses.
你要遵守摩西的律法,
you know, your faith came from us.
你们的信心是从我们来的,
Jesus came from us.
耶稣是从我们来的,
we have a long history with God.
我们与神有很长的历史,
and you Gentiles, God had mercy on you and saved you.
你们这些外邦人, 蒙了神的怜悯, 神拯救你们,
if you want to go to the next level,
如果你们想要更上一层楼,
you have to be circumcised and you have to obey the law of Moses.
你们要受割礼, 要遵守摩西的律法。
Paul was appalled.
保罗就是保罗。
Because Paul recognized,
因为保罗他认识到,
this is not from Christ.
这不是从基督来的。
This is not from Christ.
这不是出于基督的。
He defended those Gentiles. He protected those Gentiles.
他保护了这些外邦人。
From these false teachings.
使他们免受这些假教训的影响。
So when we're born again, we're babies.
我们重生的时候都是婴孩。
How do we grow? How can we grow?
我们如何的成长?
Unless we participate in the family.
除非我们成为这个家的一员。
Unless we are actively involved in the family.
除非我们积极的 在这个家里面生活,
we could be saved for 20 years.
我们可以得救20年。
We'll talk like a baby and we'll act like a baby.
说话形式还是像婴孩。
To be actively involved in the church, we have to serve.
为了能够在这个家里面积极的生活, 就是代表着要服侍。
You know, when I observe families,
我观察一个家庭,
those families that I observe parents training and teaching their own children to serve in God's household.
我观察这个家里面的父母如何让他们的孩子在神的家里面服侍。
Of course, there are no guarantees.
当然呢,这不是说有保证, 不是一定是这样。
But those families, the children, tend to do better.
但这些家庭, 他们的孩子去努力的时候,
than those families whose parents leave the children to themselves.
那当父母带着这些孩子服侍的话,
and in the church,
在教会里面,
unless the apostles, the shepherds, the teachers, and the prophets allow God to use them to train up others.
那神让使徒先知传福音的牧者和牧师让他们来训练其他弟兄姐妹的时候,
as people get older, 当我们长大的时候, that gap becomes bigger and bigger.
那之间的这个差距越来越大。
And as babies in Christ, or as young children in Christ,
作为在基督里的婴孩或者小孩,
it's easy to sit back and just receive.
就坐在那里接受是很容易的。
You know, when I go to vacations,
当我度假的时候,
and when I'm tired,
当我疲倦的时候
I'm thirsty and hungry and my feet are sore.
当我又饥又渴的时候
I look at a baby in a carriage.
是不是要 baby?
Baby in a carriage.
当我看到推车里的孩子的时候
Sometimes I wish, oh man, I wish I was a kid like that so my mom could push me around when I'm tired.
有时候我也希望我可以坐在里面，我妈可以推着我。
But a 20-year-old, a man like me in a carriage like that would look pretty foolish.
但是像我这样一个人，如果是那样啊，那样的去那样去做的话，一定是非常的傻。
You know, when the Lord Jesus was physically here on earth.
当主耶稣基督道成肉身在世上的时候。
He was one person.
有一个人。
But he,
他是一个人。
One person, but he was the apostle.
他是那一个使徒。
This one person was the prophet.
他是那一个先知。
He was the evangelist.
他是那一个传福音的。
He was the shepherd and the teacher.
他是那一个牧者和教师。
Jesus did it all.
耶稣他成就了一切。
Because he could do it all.
因为他可以成就一切。
He was and is the Son of God.
他就是神的儿子。
There is no man in history, not a single man who could do it all.
这个历史上，世界历史上没有一个人可以做成。
Like Jesus did it all.
但是都是基督做成。
It takes the church.
他建立了教会。
It takes a whole body of Christ.
基督整个的身体。
With an apostle here.
在这里的使徒。
And a prophet here.
他在那里。
And an evangelist there.
他在这里传福音。
And the shepherd and the teacher over there.
他在那里牧养教导。
Working together.
一起做工。
Led by the Spirit of God.
神的灵带领。
To build up the church.
来建造教会。
And brothers and sisters, we know this.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道这个。
That head, the head of the body is not way up there.
这个身体的头现在它在天上。
Removed from the body.
和身体现在分开。
But the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵。
Is the head of the church.
是教会的头。
Leading and guiding.
带领我们。
To build up the church.
来建造建立他的教会。
So that as a church.
所以作为一个教会。
We will not be with a childish faith.
我们不再有小孩子一样的信心。
That we would waver.
我们摇动。
That we would be tossed to and fro.
我们被吹来吹去，飘来飘去。
But that we would be a mature man.
而是长大成熟。
Strong in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的信心里面坚固。
To grow and to mature.
长大成熟。
So that as a church, we cultivate, we bring in more.
所以教会可以把更多的人带来。
And as more are being born again.
也更多的人可以重生。
For the Lord to use the church to build up those children in Christ.
神也可以使用教会使基督里面的婴孩可以长大。
Into maturity.
成熟。
So that they in turn will share Christ from life to life.
所以这些长大的人他们又可以在生命当中来
from person to person.
可以人对着人，生命对生命，把基督传出去。
Jesus said to the disciples and to Peter.
基督对他的门徒彼得说。
And I tell you, you are Peter.
我告诉你说你是彼得。
And on this rock I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石之上。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权势不能胜过。
May the Lord help us to be open and available to Him so that He can help us to grow into the maturity.
愿神帮助我们，我们的心，我们有愿意的心向着他，使我们可以长大成熟。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
That you chose us.
你拣选我们。
That you predestined us.
你预定我们。
That you gave us grace.
你赐恩给我们。
To believe in you.
让我们信你。
And to be born again.
我们可以重生。
We thank you so much that your Holy Spirit is here.
我们谢谢你，你圣灵在这里。
Encouraging us to learn and to grow.
来鼓励我们学习长大。
Giving us the grace and the strength to move forward.
给我们恩典和力量，让我们可以向前。
To read your word and to know the truth.
可以读你的话，可以认识真理。
That we may know you.
我们可以知道认识你。
That we may know the person of Jesus Christ.
我们可以耶稣基督。
Father, we just commit each and every one of us into your loving hands.
我们把我们每一个人都交在你的手中。
No matter where we are in our walk with you.
无论我们在哪里。
We will come to you with a childlike faith.
我们像孩子一样来到你的面前。
That you may help us to grow.
你帮助我们成长。
And not to be like with a childish faith.
让我们的信心不再像小孩子。
Father, have your way with us.
愿你与我们同在。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门。